It's always interesting to see so many authors and with such different stories. And the one that Mawata's just mentioned was really a ghost story. And the other seven authors all had completely different takes on the topic, which was altered states. I think if I think about just the presentation of the stories, I'm always a bit of a sucker for Joe Bennett. I just find that he occupies a stage and an immense theatre with such energy, I'm always sucked into that. But each and every one of them had their own kind of presence, and some of those were quite quiet and a little more subdued than his. The one that I felt that I could listen to for the longest period of time was somebody I actually hadn't even heard of before, and that is a New Zealand Samoan poet called Tusiata Avia. Her story was very real and very about her having health problems and how epilepsy and a brain tumor have resulted in quite extraordinary altered states for her. So that was a very special one, I felt. And then I was especially looking forward to Herman Koch, who wrote The Dinner, because in all his photographs, he looks really severe, but not at all, not at all. He had a bit of a dig at Montessori schooling, which he's a product of, and he was very approachable and had a good story as well. And then finally, it ended up with Jeanette Winterson, whom everybody just seemed to love before she'd even stepped onto the stage.
It was a really good story. For me, it was about the value of books, because she wasn't allowed to read books. She was only allowed to read books about the Bible or the Bible, because she had came from a very religious family. And so she got books and she bought books and she brought them back to the house. She hid them under the mattress, and then, spoiler alert, her mother finds the books and sets fire to them in the front yard. And she realizes in doing that everything that's external to you that can be taken away, but what's inside you is what can't be destroyed. It's what you can keep for yourself. And so she thought that she would start memorizing texts, and then she just had the brainwave, well, I should just write them.
Had a really wonderful beginning, which start to her story, which was that she considers writing to be an altered state and reading is an altered state as well. So in those few little words, she got everybody on board very quickly.
So that was the True Tales Told Live, resounding success. Tomorrow is another big day, lots of things on. What are you looking forward to tomorrow, Roberta?
Yeah, tomorrow's a really busy day for me. A lot of my events just happen to all fall on Friday the 13th, just saying, that's all. And it would be really, really hard to pick out one, but I'm really looking forward to the Jane Smiley, because I've just read the latest trilogy. And then Vivian Gornick feels like she might be my discovery of the festival for me, because I just really like that columnist style of writing. And she's the one who has produced this book called The Odd Woman and the City. So I think for me that will be really special. But the absolute highlight is going to be the Creativity and Craziness extra performance, for want of a better word, that Jeanette Winterson and her partner Susie Orbach are putting on tomorrow night. And from the moment I saw the festival program, it was really the event that I thought would speak the most to me. So you'll be hearing more about that tomorrow.
And I've got quite a few things that I'm going to tomorrow, but probably the two that I'm looking forward to the most are Bill Oddie, goody, goody, yum, yum. So that's me tomorrow night. I'm hoping I don't embarrass myself by singing that loudly. But prior to that is a session called The State of America, in which astrophysicist Jana Levin, very famous feminist writer Gloria Steinem, and Thomas Mallon, who's a novelist and essayist, discuss the state of America. And, well, I mean, could it be any more topical with what's going on at the moment at the presidential hopefuls? I'm really, really interested to both hear what the panelists have got to say, but also, you know, questions from the floor, what kind of comments those might bring forward. So that's my two picks for tomorrow. Marsha will be with us tomorrow as well, the third angel of our Festival Angels troupe. So tune in again tomorrow. Until then, ka kite anō. Happy reading.